this Gora Lila evening, directly before Gopunim, the sacred appearance of Lord Chaitanya. We have given you some sheets of paper, but they are meant for later. For now, you can put them aside, but at a certain time during the end of the Katha, we will all sing this. And now we need to somehow become peaceful and maybe close the door, but I think Kalakanta is still doing something then. All right. Hare Krishna. So, everyone, welcome. I also want to welcome everyone on the internet who is joining us today here in the Dharma Castle for the Gora Katha, a program which has been going on already since a few years, more than 10 years, we found out. And I always like to say in the beginning why this Gora Katha is given, but here is Toshita Krishna. Thank you, Toshita. Thank you. Thank you so much. I think as a spiritual or any spiritual person is very eager to find some glimpses, some insights, some small visions of the spiritual reality which he believes in. Everyone, since time immemorial, and this is not just something which is present, which is there in our movement, wants to see some little proofs, so to say, where the Lord becomes manifested in his life. There are only a few who say, show me anything which is not God. But most of us are yearning to see something. I remember when we had the Kirtan Mela in Sridhar Mayapur, there were many devotees packed together in a small, I mean, the temple room is not small, but it became very small, and we were already chanting for the third day. It was a Kirtan Mela where many amazing things had happened. Devotees who had been ill for a long time had left their body, and they had reported that they had certain, let us say, insights into their into Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. And then a miracle happened. From the eyes of the Lord, tears were flowing down. Immediately, all the Kirtan Mela attendants were split into two sides. One said, the Lord cried. And the other, 4,000, said, no, it was condensed water. And I was asked to give a judgment. No, this, you're laughing because you're not seeing what we will come to in a moment. Please listen, it is something different I want to say than you think. So I went and I looked at the deities from the front, from the side, and I saw water coming out of their eyes. But then I also looked from the back, being very curious, and I saw the same water was coming in the back. Then I gave a public announcement. I said, there was condensed water and the Lord also cried. It was a phenomena because the large, the same water comes down from the back, not from ice. Then there is a strong indication that it was condensed water. But in every kirtan the Lord does, he cries in ecstasy. So both sides are correct. I want to say why I do appreciate Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes so much. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, we hear of a reality, we hear of personalities who seem to taste something so extraordinary that they are just overcome and overwhelmed with love. And for me, this is the greatest indication, the experience of great personalities who see something wonderful. I understand that my present senses are not able to pass a judgment over the spiritual reality. My mind is not able to pass a judgment over the spirituality. But Lord Nityananda, when he dances and becomes totally ecstatic and performs pastimes which are amazing, then I know he is tasting love of Godhead. And this is so wonderful in the Gaura Leela that you can hear about the divine associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And you can listen to it. And as you do this, you will see bhakti rise in your heart. Something so wonderful will happen to you. You will actually be able to taste love of Krishna. So, knowing my audience in the Dharma Castle, there is the youngest are participating and the oldest are participating. I need to now say we need to close the door so we don't have air.
This is the door, through the door is the fresh air is coming.
And everything else. But yeah. Yeah. Ja, also sie beschäftigt mit Liebe. Good, we can try, and I think we have Prema Mayirati. You can see what to do. Actually, they were very peaceful and nice, the children. No? But you are right. Good air is good. It's required. So. My dear devotees, when we listen to Gauranga Katha and we really put aside for a moment our restless mind, which always tells us stories about reality, most of them totally subjective, if we put away this and just hear the wonderful pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, I know that also in us, real feelings of bhakti can arise. And it is bhakti alone which attracts the Lord, bhakti alone which reveals the Lord, bhakti alone that brings the Lord. Yes, bhakti is stronger than the Lord, says the Matara Shruti, Sanskrit. Work. Good. Please join me. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
In our last Gaurakatha, we heard how Lord Nityananda, the transcendental madman, broke the only possession of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. It was his sannyas stick, a large pole as tall as the bearer, the one who carries it. Do you remember Lord Nityananda, how he would dance on the road, how his eyes would be pouring forth tears of love? Do you remember how he sometimes cried and then all of a sudden took dust and wrapped it all over his body as if it would have been the most precious ornament? And do you remember why Lord Nityananda had broken the sacred item, the sacred danda? He said, this danda, this symbol of the sacred order of sannyas, has broken the heart of all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. Because when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Navadvip to take sannyas, he left all those who loved him as much as an ordinary person loves his breath, his atom. And he said, seeing the state of all your devotees, my heart constantly burns. If you don't believe me, just ask the devotees. For the benefit of the devotees, I broke that foolish danda, that foolish sannyasi stick, which was not a mere stick, but rather a steel pike that pierced the heart of all your devotees so that they were suffering from heart bleeding. Do you know what happens when the heart bleeds? When it bleeds physically, the person can only live for a few more days. When the heart bleeds emotionally, he can maybe live for 2 or 3 more months and then do something to forget the heart bleeding, because no one can exist with heart bleeding, either physically or emotionally. So we will now enter these amazing secrets. We will meditate a little bit on Lord Chaitanya on his way to Jagannath Puri. Please sit straight. Even if you sit before your Apple or Macintosh computer or whatever it is, your mobile telephone, give yourself the benefit to see something in your heart that might heal your heart. Roll your shoulders back. How to do this? You bring them up to the ears and then roll them back. It opens the chest, yes? And look at the tip of your nose, or fix your gaze gently in front of you. Relax your body and exhale deeply. Then inhale deeply and exhale deeply 3 times. And you're ready, close your eyes. Focus on your heart area and listen to the beautiful description of Lord Gaura. Pray that his golden luminous form may appear in your heart. He is feeling Radha's lamentation in separation from Krishna. At one moment, Gaurasunda is emaciated, very thin, and feels as if devastated. At another moment, he thinks that Lord Krishna has appeared before him and he would become chubby with happiness. At another moment, he sheds tears of joy. And at another moment, a sweet smile plays around his lips. One moment he is hot like burning fire because he feels the separation from Lord Krishna. At another moment, thinking that Lord Krishna has come from the distance, he runs after him. And thinking, I have just touched Krishna, he becomes stunned with bliss. At one moment he would talk as if Krishna were present, and he said many things to him. And at another moment, he would become silent. I pray that Lord Gaura, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, may appear in my heart. Hare Krishna. My dear devotees, the Lord addressed Nityananda. This danda, the sign of my sannyas order, was my only companion in this world. Now today, by Krishna's will, it was broken. You, Nityananda, are meant to protect my sacred order, but you have made me mad like you. Saying this, Lord Chaitanya was extremely happy and satisfied in his heart by saying strong words. He covered and was hiding his real feeling. His real feeling is that love, divine love, sacred love, should always and under all circumstances be the leader in spiritual life, not the external forms. On his way to Puri, this is now very important. It leads right into another secret which will challenge all what you have heard so far in Krishna consciousness. On the way to Puri, he visited the temple of Jaleshwara Mahadev. I have been in this temple, my dear devotees. I stayed for a whole day there, because I knew it was a very special temple to Lord Chaitanya. During his stay, there were many brahmanas who worshipped Jaleshwara Mahadev, Lord Shiva, with song and dance and sandalwood, which they put all over his body, like the tipics, which is on my fingers. The sandalwood was all over his body. And Lord Chaitanya joined the ecstatic singing and dancing and forgot his outward anger with Nityananda. He began to talk about Lord Shiva with thousands of mouths. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the commentator, says, those who do not have respect for Lord Shiva are not actually following Sri Chaitanya. In the meantime, Mukunda and Nityananda had appeared. And the Lord embraced Lord Nityananda and said, you are supposed to guide me that I can maintain my sannyas. I said it already, but I'm saying it twice. You make me a madman. If you continue this way, you will ruin me. And then he said, anyone who thinks that the body of Lord Nityananda is not important to me makes a mistake. Lord Nityananda is more important to me than my own body. I assure you that this is the truth. If one has even the slightest hesitation to feel great respect for Lord Nityananda, he is not dear to me, even if he says he is my devotee. This is a constant subject which comes out in the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. If you want to love me, love my devotee. If you do not love my devotee, you will not be able to love me. This reminds us, maybe, that it is only in the association of devotees that we have become what we are now. If we would not have met a devotee, if we would not have stayed with devotees, we would not be where we are now. Devotees have been the starting point in our spiritual life. They have maintained us. And if we find faults in them, this will break us on our spiritual path. It's that important. It's that non-sectarian. All devotees are loved, especially the greatest devotee, Lord Shiva. And that will come out very clear, because some of us have removed Lord Shiva from their altar. He was there before. Some of him, of us have said, he is only a demigod. We don't worship demigods. We only worship Krishna. Some of us have taken their love away from Lord Shiva. It has happened. I was once part of a huge controversy which broke out when in our temple in Goloka Dham on Shiva Ratri, Madan Mohan had a moon like Lord Shiva in his head and a trident. Wow! The Holy Inquisition was almost coming to Goloka Dham. Yeah, they worship a demigod on the altar. Hare Krishna. We will continue to hear something which educates us spiritually, hopefully. But first, the root. Today, one devotee googled the root and I saw a long, long line of Lord Chaitanya's walk through on his way to Puri. I saw the line starting in Ramuna. Who remembered what has happened in Ramuna? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Well, no, you have explained it very nicely, Prema Mariyari. There is Chira Chora Gopinath, the deity who stole a pot of sweet rice for Madhavendra Puri. Then he visited the Adi Varaha deity. I have also seen this deity. It said, this deity is so merciful that he grants liberation to anyone who sees him and destroys all one's material bondage. Adi Varaha, the original Varaha, not the Varaha in Wutenau. The original Varaha deity. Then we went to the town of Jajpur, and there is a river, my dear devotees. When you cross it, it's called the river. It is the river which separates the material from the spiritual world. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that's what the Buddhists call nirvana, conceptually. Not conceptually, not the concept. It is a river on one side, but it is totally, there is no matter on in it in an energetic side. So you cross it and then you in a boat, and then you are supposed to come. Yeah, then I thought, should I now stay? Once I cross the river, I would be foolish to come back, no? Then I decided I have some service to do, but I still did not want to cross the river in a boat. So I crossed it and not crossed it. I thought swimming is in between, because I was swimming like a little dog. It was not proper swimming. I have made some trick, but I don't think this had only some, it only had some emotional value, not something spiritual, really. He went through Katak, where he visited the temple of Sakshi Gopal. Yes, at that time, the deity of Sakshi Gopal was there. And then he came to Bhuvaneshwara, or Ekamraka Chetra, where there are 10 million Shiva lingas. 10 million! That's not one, that's not two, that's not 100, that's not 1,000, that's not 10,000, that's not I mean, 10 million is a lot. We stayed there once. Fakir Mohan was a real fakir. He was showing us all that. I don't think he showed us 10 million, but I gave up. I only saw. It's the place of Lord Shiva. It's a Bhuvaneshwara, and he stayed there for some time because this is important. Let me tell you the story of Ekamraka Tirtha. Shiva and Parvati had previously lived for a long time in a very sacred place. Who knows what is the sacred town in which Lord Shiva resides? Kedarnath? Varanasi. I would have thought you are not a proper Hindu if you would not have known this answer. Shiva has saved you this today. Varanasi. There is the temple of Vishveshwara. Shiva. Vishwanath. Thank you. Vishwanath. And next to him, there is his eternal consort. A temple of Gauri. They had lived there. But then the human beings came there and the human kings began to rule Varanasi, and the solitude and the peace which Lord Shiva looked was no longer there. They left the embodiment of all mystics left and went to a sacred mountain. Who knows the mountain where Shiva stays from that time on?
Kailash.
Kailash. Yes, Kailash. My dear devotees, especially those who like to go beyond their own limits, you must go to Kailash. Otherwise, you're not a true spiritual adventurer. It's the place where yogis stay up to this time. It's the place where you can really feel that spiritual essence. That's why four different religions have declared Shaiva to be a sacred place. Not only the Hindus, not only the Buddhists, not only the Jains, but even the Shamans of Tibet, the Bunpo, think the snow jewel is the most sacred place you can think of. Lord Shiva stays there since that time and performed severe austerities. But then came the rule of Kashiraj, the ruler of Varanasi, a great Shiva Bhakti, Bhakta, who worshipped Lord Shiva with the idea that one time he would meet Krishna and defeat him in a battle. Sectarian spirit, no? I'm a Shiva Bhakta. Krishna Bhakti is not good. Sectarianism. Very strong sectarianism. Shiva, this is how the Leela goes, because he is a mystic, he has something in his mind, sided with Kashiraj. Then, the son of Devaki, the holder of the Sudarshan chakra, was aware what was brewing in Varanasi. And he released from Dwaraka is Sudarshan chakra, and the Sudarshan chakra flew over Varanasi. It's quite intense now, and it took the well-decorated head of Kashiraj and threw it right before his citizens. Shiva was enraged. He flew up and he began to throw his ultimate weapon, the Pashupata weapon. But what can Pashupata do before Sudarshan? He immediately fled away when he saw Sudarshan's prowess. And Sudarshan eventually went after the one who had thrown it, Lord Shiva. Who remembers of you how Sudarshan went after another person who had offended the Vaishnavas? Durvasa Muni. Shiva tried to run everywhere, but the influence and the reach and the scope of Sudarshan was all pervading. Wherever Shiva looked, he saw only Sudarshan. Sudarshan is worshipped so much that even a Nrisimha Bhakta like Amara Prabhu has a deity of Nrisimha within Sudarshan. It's so divine, this weapon. Some say the nail of Nrisimha Dev is identical with Sudarshan. Ultimate weapon. Shiva ultimately realized there is no one other than Krishna who can protect me now from the anger of Sudarshan. He ran to the feet of Govinda. He threw himself down and he prayed, "All glories to the Supreme Lord Devakinanda. All glories to the all-pervading Lord and shelter of all living entities. All glories to you." When Krishna heard the prayers of Shiva, he called back Sudarshan. But then he had a serious word to speak with Lord Shiva. He said, "Shiva, you know my prowess. How then did you develop such a mentality after all this time? Who is this insignificant king Kashiraj? You fought with me for his sake. You saw Sudarshan Chakra, whose prowess you cannot tolerate. I think there's no one in the universe who disrespects me more than you. You knew all of this, you saw all of this, but still you sided. What do you think will happen for a devotee when the Lord tells him, 'I think there's no one who dislikes me more than you'? There's suffering when we don't have enough to eat. There's suffering for us when our entertainment channel doesn't work any longer. There's suffering for us when we are disrespected. There's suffering of the body and the mind. There is suffering when someone who's most important to us leaves us. Can you imagine what happens when God leaves someone?" This is the verse is suffering, and I saw Bhavini becoming shocked. Just to think of that suffering finishes us. What to think of experiencing it? Think of God coming to you and says, "I think there's no one who disrespects me more than you." It is very, very great, this misery. When Lord Shiva said it, heard it, his whole world shattered. The world of any one of us is based on our concept of identity, our ego. The person we think we are, that is suffering, and that is the ego. Lord Shiva. He said, my Lord, I'm not like that. I know that every living entity, even the distracted Malini, is influenced by you, like a little grass is moved by the wind. I know no one and nothing moves independently from you. I know also that you have a powerful Maya energy which no one can overcome, not even Brahma, what to speak of Shiva. My Lord, somehow or other, you have given me a false ego, and as a result, I do not recognize anyone as superior to me. This is how a devotee prays. My Lord, you have given me that which binds me. Kaliya says, for snakes, we are controlled by our snake nature. But so is everyone in this universe, controlled by their false nature. Then the Lord heard Shankara crying that I'm helpless under the influence of the material energy. I'm helpless under the control of my ego. He smiled. And he says, Shiva, good association is everything. I have decided how to help you. I am inviting you, seeing your devotion, to come to each one of my holy places. Here in Bhuvaneshwara is the best place, Ekamraka Dham. There you will stay with Gauri under a banyan tree. But you will stay everywhere where I have my abode. Have you seen in Vrindavan, there's always Shiva. Before you can enter Vrindavan Dham, you go traditionally to Bhuteshwara Mahadev in Mathura. But if you are too lazy, then you go to Gopeshwara Mahadev in Vrindavan. Lord Shiva has his places in all the sacred places. In Radhakund, there are four Shiva lingas. At the entrance of Radhakund, whom do we find? Kundeshwara Mahadev, the controller of the Kund. You always, in order to cross the threshold between the material and the spiritual, need to go to a devotee. Gadadhar, who is sometimes a scholar of Vaishnava philosophy, has said that the whole essence of Indian spirituality is the worship of the Guru. He has written in a letter to me. It is the essence, because we can only grow into spiritual life by a Vaishnava's mercy. I'm thinking now not of the Guru, who is sometimes piercing you. We do not like to think of Gurus in West Europe. No? I'm speaking of devotion, which resides in someone's heart. There we get the bhakti. We need devotees to approach Krishna. Alone, the devotion is not coming, because devotion is not a psychological, explainable movement in the mind of a conditioned soul. Bhakti is transcendental. It has to be given, or you don't have it. You have religion. You have beliefs, but you don't have Krishna. Only by bhakti, Krishna can be gained. Only by devotion. You can have many valuable things, Let us celebrate the valuable things. Why be so critical? But only devotion brings Krishna. And that you have to get, not by mobilizing your psychology. You have to obtain it from somewhere, from the hearts of a devotee. So then Lord Krishna ended. He said, if one of my devotees disrespects you, he simply creates disturbance for me. That's how important Lord Shiva is. The Bhagavatam ends with four statements. One is Ganga is the supreme river. The other is Bhagavatam is the supreme scripture. Holy name, the holy name in Sankirtan, drives away all sins. And the fourth statement is, Lord Shiva is the greatest devotee. Vaishnavanam yatha shambhu. Yes. Therefore the Lord says, if one of my devotees disrespects you, he simply creates disturbance for me. Lord Chaitanya danced before Shiva in Bhuvaneshwara to reveal that Shiva is most dear to Krishna. Whatever Krishna spoke in the Puranas was now demonstrated. He clapped his hands continuously and he danced and he chanted, Shiva Rama. Oh, I'm so ecstatic, I have to get. Shiva Rama Govinda, Shiva Rama Govinda, Shiva Rama Govinda, Shiva Rama Govinda, Shiva Rama Govinda. Shiva Rama Govinda, Shiva Rama Govinda, Shiva Rama Govinda. I notice some hesitation in some of your voices. This is from the Chaitanya Bhagavatam. It's not my own chant. It's not something which was designed on the flick of a moment. It is meant to tell us, if we have problems in our bhakti, you need to beg for bhakti from the devotees. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes, the spiritual master and Mahadev are both extremely dear to the Supreme Lord. But those who consider Shiva to be a demigod and independent from the Lord commit an offense at the feet of the Supreme Lord. What you have heard about demigod worship and Shiva being a demigod refers to those who worship Shiva in the wrong way, who think that he is not a great devotee of the Lord, but he is the supreme personality of Godhead, the source of all other avatars. That is not right, according to the Vedic canon, what is it, the scriptures. But to see him as being so dear to the Lord, that the Lord wants to have his association and wants to give him his association at every single holy place where he is. To worship him like this is a very, very important treasure of the Vaishnavas. I would like to now do a final meditation with you. It will be like this. I will bring you hopefully into a more internal state, and then Gaur Krishna will sing with us a song called Ishta Deve Vignapti, the prayer to one's own beloved Lord. You should have a piece of paper, and maybe our Ananda Varan Prabhu can hold the piece of paper once we start singing it to the internet audience that you can sing. No, I will give you a sign, Gaur Krishna. Sit tall again. Relax your body. Some of you, how do we relax the body? Well, you first need to sit straight, because if you relax it too much, you will be on the floor. Sit straight, please. And just watch me. Please see that this jacket, if you are a visual person. If I put it on a hanger, zu Deutsch ein Bügel, it sits on the hanger and it's extremely relaxed. It will become a little longer most probably, and it will feel very, I mean, there's no feeling, but the image which we can have is it's very hanging, very relaxed. This you can do. Put yourself straight and then relax starting from your shoulders. If you're sitting on a chair, that's wonderful, but you might, for best effect, try to sit straight on your chair. And the next is you take a few deep breaths. While you breathe, you allow your mind to sit with your breath. In other words, you become aware of your inhale and stay with that awareness. And you become aware of your exhale and stay with the awareness of breathing out. When you're ready, please close your eyes. This will be a meditation on a sacred text. When you meditate about a sacred text, you allow your mind, which was fastened to the breath, to be now connected entirely with the content of the text. We hear a sacred text from Prabodhananda Sarasvati. No one could compare with him in the art of singing, dancing, and playing musical instruments. Because he's the Gopi Tunga Vidya, come from Krishna Lila to Gaura Lila. Here are his enlightened words. See Gaura, chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, his own holy names, which bring auspiciousness to the world. His hand is trembling with love as he touches the knotted string about his waist. to count the number of names. His face is bathed in tears as he comes and goes, eager to see his own form of Lord Jagannath, and bringing great delight to the eyes of all. My dear devotees everywhere, may the golden effulgent Lord Hari protect you all. May that golden form come into your life. Let us sing now the prayer to once beloved Lord.
Na janilo ke
Hare Krishna. My dear devotees, we are following Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this, since we have renamed the Gaura Katha as Gaura Meditations. We are following his way, and now in the next katha, we will hear how Mahaprabhu enters Jagannath Puri, the place of Krishna. In the Gopal Champu, there is a very nice question. What happens when extreme heat meets upon a monsoon? There will be almost an explosion, no? In some ways we are preparing for this extraordinary event. I think there is a very easy line here, a red line which we can see. Before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu moves to see the Lord, who greets him and welcomes him, he gave the example of a bhakta who needs to worship Lord Shiva before he comes to Krishna, because Lord Shiva is the gatekeeper, the one who gives us permission to come from this dimension into another dimension. I have seen this very much in my own spiritual life, that I seem to move forward not by my own strength, but by permission. It seems that there are at times in my life doors open which were closed. It was not me who opened the doors. I have come to respect this. I've come to find also solace in this, because how trostless, how desperate would our life be if everything is dependent on our own little strengths. How absolutely desperate it would look if the human being is thrown back onto his own strengths. This remains one of the unsolved problems of atheism, that people who neglect God are thrown back to their own strengths and they can't move very far. While they see how very often people who are resting in a deep consciousness of the Lord are carried by another strength. No? I carry what they lack and I maintain what they have. Once Jayapataka Maharaj was asked, after he had this terrible stroke, where half of his body became immobilized. Are you not a devotee? That Krishna seemed to not have cared for you. No? He seemed to have sent you a lightning into your life. And he said, this verse means the Lord protects and maintains the consciousness of his devotees. I visited Jayapataka Maharaj in the Hinduja hospital in Mumbai right after his stroke. He was on artificial breathing, and he was not in consciousness, apparently. For 3 days, he had not communicated with the world. I thought I hold his hand and pat his hand. Then the nurse came, he was in intensive care, and said, Swamiji, you have to go now, we need to, I think they needed to change something which was a little intimate, you know, maybe, I do not know, you can come after 3 minutes or 5 minutes, you just wait and we will do some medicinal thing. So I took my hand out of Jayapataka Maharaj's hand. All of a sudden the hand was going and caught me. He didn't let me go. I could see his consciousness was protected by Krishna. He was there. And the nurse said, oh yes, Swamiji, one Swamiji doesn't want to let the other Swamiji go. I understand, it's all right, you stay here. And the Lord says he protects his devotees. It is often his consciousness. And even if the consciousness of a devotee at some time is very much disturbed, still the Lord carries him through life, through what happens. And even if the devotee should forget his Lord for some time, the Lord never forgets his devotee. This is the Lord. This is the Lord. And this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought us, this bhakti, this Krishna consciousness. There's a big festival in Europe. It's called the Exit Festival. And they are very, somehow the organizers like devotees and they give us some time on the stage, and there was an interview, and the interviewer asked, if you should summarize all what you know about spiritual life, if you should summarize all what you have read, can you say it? And I said, I can say it in 2 words. Choose love. What this can mean, it can mean various things in relationship to the nature that surrounds us. We can think of not exploiting it. In relationship to others, it can mean to support them, to help them grow. And in relationship to the ultimate, that what is most sacred, it can mean to invest our love in him. Choose love. It's a choice. It's a choice which everyone can have. And this Mahaprabhu's, some say he brought the religion of love. Well, it depends how you define what is religion. Others would maybe choose to say he brought prema. The whole world kills themselves by trying to understand. Where the wise man only meditates on 2 syllables. Prema. This is from the poet Kabir, you know, who was from a Muslim background, but who was a worshipper of Rama. It was totally unorthodox. I think choose love is a nice definition. We would just say choose prema, you know. No? But it it gives an idea for people, modern people, hopefully. So I thank you all very much. Soon there's Gaurachandra's, Lord Chaitanya's appearance. When is it exactly? Who knows? Monta is it? Not this coming motor, Monday. Wow. Hare Krishna. So, yeah, now I think we will end here. I will say goodbye to our internet audience. We wish you a wonderful Gopunim. Like always, I want to thank all of you for coming. Hare Krishna, Rahul, ich seh dich. And we have so much pleasure to see you. Thank you all for coming. Please come again and again to these Gaura Lila evenings. Just sit in the boat of Lord Chaitanya's mercy and he will bring you somewhere. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Bo.